I got a question for you. Do you have any thinkers that once you come across their work, it totally transforms the way that you think? That's the way Phil Stutz is for me. And the reason why he's been bouncing around in my head this particular week is I got a lot in my plate. Do you? And when you come across a thinker like Phil Stutz, it has the potential not only to help you navigate that when you got a lot on your plate and you think it's too much to do, it helps you to absolutely embrace it as something that means that you're the essence of being a human and you're achieving your life's purpose, even when you have a ton of things to do, a lot of obligations to serve, and moving in many different directions that help give you your focus. So, I've done an episode on Phil Stutz, but you can do more than one on Phil Stutz. For this episode, I'm going to tell you how I came across Phil Stutz, what the connection to Phil Stutz that I have. I'm going to give you a book, and I'm going to give you the three basic principles that Phil Stutz embodies and why you'd think it would be bad news, but it's actually good news. So, who is Phil Stutz? I came across on Netflix a documentary called Stutz. It was by Jonah Hill. I think he was in like not Breaking Bad, but Superbad or whatever like that. And he was also in Moneyball. He was the nerd quant geek in the movie Moneyball that transformed baseball. And so Stutz, the documentary, is essentially Jonah Hill interviewing his counselor, Phil Stutz. And I'd never heard of Phil Stutz before. But evidently, he's one of like the most sought-after counselors in all of Hollywood. And you would think a couple different things why I think that's very interesting. You would think that if he was a counselor to the Hollywood stars, he would have like a lot of like he'd be kind of like Tony Robbins or Brené Brown. By the way, I've come to respect Tony Robbins, but kind of like platitudes and have an enema and you can do it and empowering yourself. You'd think that that's the way it'd be to the Hollywood stars. But what's kind of really miraculous is you can have someone like Jonah Hill or other Hollywood stars, and they struggle too. So many people seek exactly what they have, big bank account, appearing in movies. Just think about the ability to appear in any movie in Hollywood, how rare that is. And think about the people that do it over and over and over again. Someone like Jonah Hill, he's kind of patched in. He'll always be able to appear in movies if he wants to. But what the thrust of this particular documentary is, it's not about Jonah Hill, it's about Phil Stutz. And I think the reason why Jonah Hill really wanted to feature his work is that he knew so many people. Other people could be helped by Phil Stutz. And he really is transformative. And the reason why is he's credible. He operates in reality as it is. So many counselors, and he's kind of realized it right from the start, are kind of like, well, what do you think? What do you feel? Kind of this method of counseling that is kind of like, oh, the answer lies within. And they're like, well, if the answer lied within, I wouldn't be here seeing you. And to some degree, that's true. When you have certain things that maybe you're not looking at correctly or certain insights that maybe you're missing. So you can have a counselor kind of help you activate those things. But Phil Stutz doesn't do that. He's very much of a realist. And the reason why he has a lot of credibility, think about his three principles in terms of what life is about. Life, according to Stutz, is about pain, constant work, and uncertainty. That's the essence of life. Now, you would think about if that's the essence of life, it'd be like, oh my God, I'm gonna totally give up. But what it is he says these are universal principles. He also does a deep dive into the shadow self, which I'm not gonna get into today. It did come up on the Art of Manliness podcast the other day that I was listening to. But the reason why I think that's so important, especially for young people, is that if you don't recognize these realities that life is pain, constant work, and uncertainty, there are so many negative behaviors that can occur that can help you, that can aggravate all of those essential qualities, make it 10 times worse, but more importantly, prevent you from really doing what you were put on this earth to do and focusing on what you can control. And also really realizing his analog, because really, after you recognize those three basic truths, Stutz also believes that life can be incredibly vibrant, powerful, inspirational, but it doesn't just happen. You got to work at it. You got to control what you can control. You got to focus on those things that really matter. And that's why I think he really has so much credibility. So for those of you who want to the kind of the short version of Stutz, strongly encourage you to watch Stutz this weekend on Netflix. It's a Netflix produced documentary, so I think it will always be on Netflix. And number two, if you want a book recommendation, he and his co-author Barry Michaels, who used to be a lawyer, wrote a book called The Tools. And basically what it is after you recognize these three essential tools or aspects of life, pain, constant work, and uncertainty, he gives you tools to help address those. Because what happens is when you don't know how to navigate those things, what do you get? Overwhelming amounts of despair, overwhelming amounts of stress, overwhelming amounts of anxiety. And if you don't handle those and know how to correct them and reframe them, they have potential to do tremendous damage to your life. And when you think about of all the different issues that cause substance abuse, stress and anxiety are two of the biggies. And I think of so many young people out there today are thinking about, I know this is something I really struggled with in my 30s, is I had too much to do. And I would run around like a chicken with my head cut off. And I didn't know how to recover. I didn't know how to plan. And I didn't really realize, hey, having a lot to do means you're living a vibrant, productive life. That's exactly what you are supposed to be doing. Now, of course, there is an optimization point. Try to avoid evening meetings. Try to make sure that you are planning off time. That's one of the things I didn't really realize. Yes, you need to be super focused at work, but you also need to develop recovery times. You need to develop rituals, routines, early morning pages, things that you can do to kind of restore the well. But I think if any of you are struggling or know someone who's struggling, I totally advise them to watch the documentary on Netflix called Stutz. It's about the Hollywood counselor called Phil Stutz, and to buy the book called Tools, Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz. And one of the things I think I'm going to do, I think it's on my to-do list, is I really want to write a book, a wellness book for lawyers, but it probably could translate to almost any profession, because so many professionals basically create their whole life for the weekend or for retirement. And basically what I figured about my life, yes, I want time to be able to do the things that I want to do, but I'm absolutely not going to ever get to a point where I'm completely not exposing myself to stress, or I'm not exposing myself to getting stronger. Because at that point, that's the point at which you wilt die. You know, my dad used to say that so many farmers would die a kilo of a heart attack within 1 to 2 years of retirement. Now, to some degree, it was the fact that weren't doing that physical act, that physical work. But really, you know, for human beings, work is the quintessence of what makes us human. Actions. It's one of the things that Marcus Aurelius talks about in terms of joy. Joy is lies in human actions. And that is what makes us human. That is what makes us done. It's to do actions and to serve other people and to make yourself as strong and physically and spiritually and emotionally resilient so that you can be a good dad, you can be a good spouse, you can be a good coworker. You can be a good professional for the client that you're serving. You can be a good team member. You have to be able to enhance the well. But it is really important that you master and address these things that can really occur, which is the anxiety and stress And that really results from when your life is out of alignment. And also it can arise paradoxically from not realizing that life is pain, life is constant work, and life is uncertainty. And a lot of times we don't like any of those things, so we take a lot of steps to avoid that. And in the process of avoiding it, we can make things 10 times worse. So I'm not going to do a lot. I am going to see if I can do a daily podcast while I'm in the middle of a trial, because I do think it's important to be consistent and to produce and to show up for you. So the promise I make to you is I'm willing to show up for you. And don't worry, it's not gonna affect my trial in any adverse way, because doing this for you gets me in my flow state. It's part of my morning pages. It's part of what makes me tick. Knowing that I can help you, knowing that I can serve you, is what makes me tick. So I'm probably not going to do as long a one. It's probably going to be really heavy on stoicism. So you're going to get a lot of stoic doses here, and other stuff that I'm reading. I'm reading some really, 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 really good books. One's on Quantum Parker. Oh my God, that's such a good book. So we'll still be doing a lot of book reviews and things like that. But just because of the circumstances, I'm going to produce the high quality content, but it's going to be a little bit more limited. But look, let's close with this passage from Marcus Aurelius. He said, quote, "No time for reading. For controlling your arrogance, yes. For overcoming pain and pleasure, yes. For outgrowing ambition, yes. For not feeling anger at stupid and unpleasant people, even for caring about them, for that, yes." What I love about that is let's start with the first sentence. I'm not going to do a 20-minute thing here. It's super short. But so that is just that for me, no time for reading. What is he saying there? No time for doing the things that you really want to do. You'd rather be doing other things. But if you get into that mindset, you can make yourself absolutely miserable. But you know, one of the things you always can do in terms of controlling mind, yeah, even when you're super busy, you don't have to be arrogant. Yeah, you can do that every single day. Every single day, you can overcome pain and pleasure. You can steel yourself. You can make that choice. You can always do that. For outgrowing ambition, yeah, you can always do that. Now, notice that doesn't say not being motivated. Most Stoics are very, very motivated, but they're very motivated to enhance the world from where they're at, rather than to just chase something that isn't necessarily where they currently are. And you always control not feeling anger at stupid and unpleasant people, because you know what? That's the reality of life too. There's a lot of stupid and unpleasant people around, and you can always control your emotions in connection with that. And even for not caring, for caring about them, yeah, you can still care about them too. So that's it for this episode of the Rock Me Cast. It's a relatively short one. I totally strongly encourage you to check out the Stutz documentary on Netflix. It was really, really good. And also to buy, I did include a link in the show notes to the book by Barry Michaels and Phil Stutz, because I think it's just such a good book. And I think it's such a good basic principle that you can always take with you. I think it's good for young people too. You know, I've been doing books on Your Son Should Read. I think the book on Stutz should be one that you could really, really benefit from. So that's it for the Rock Me Cast. Stay tuned for quality episodes. I'm going to try to show up for you, and I want you to show up for me too. Give me positive reviews on Apple, Spotify, and recommend it to your mom, your dog, your cat, everyone who wants to transform their life. That's it for this episode of the Rock Me Cast. Until next time on the Rock Me Cast.